Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. Now, here's your host, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner. Garvin's here, excited to have another weekly conversation with you here right on the Home and Mortgage Talk Show. And if you're hearing my voice for the very first time, my name is Jay, and I'm your friend. And a good mentor of mine, John Maxwell, gave me that statement and that phrase. And I come to you at this microphone as a licensed loan originator, and it is an exciting time to be in the Pikes Peak region, let alone the entire United States of America. We have employment numbers up, unemployment numbers down. We have inflation that is settling. We have durable good production that is in an amazing position right now. I'm not going to do the radio show podcast conversation on GDP, the gross domestic product, today, but one of those quadrants is actually manufacturing and production. Kind of one of those quadrants that our country has forgot about in the last 40 years since Ronald Reagan was in office. But this administration is just cruising with durable goods, private sector employment. Government employment is down the lowest since 1960. So government employment, people employed by the United States government, is down literally to the lowest point in 60 years. We need to reduce that more. We have so much bureaucracy, it chokes out and suffocates us as Americans. And I'm so excited to be at this microphone with you today because as the Home and Mortgage Talk Show, like I stated, I come to you into this studio as a licensed loan originator with Churchill Mortgage, partners on the radio and across the board with Ramsey Solutions. I just returned from Nashville. I just toured Financial Peace Campus, just like the Apple campus up in Washington and the Google campuses and all of those up in California. I mean, Dave Ramsey and the organization of Ramsey Solutions has an entire campus of two multi-million dollar buildings and a conference center and just an amazing layout helping you build your business through Entree Leadership, but also financial peace through the seven baby steps. And Churchill Mortgage, we are the exclusive partner of that organization, and I was just very excited to be back in what I call the home office or the mothership. In fact, Dave Ramsey for decades was at Financial Peace Plaza in Franklin/Brentwood, Tennessee, which is a suburb of Nashville. And Churchill Mortgage, our home office in a company-owned organization, has occupied that space, I think, going on our fourth or fifth year. So it's just a great, what I call, debt-free culture. And I bring that to you today from the microphone. I'll do a show about that visit, a conversation about that experience later. But the thing that excites me the most about this radio program is, of course, investment properties. Investment properties changed my life. I want you to call me at 719-330-1457. Write to my cell phone. I have an office right here at 307 South Cascade Avenue, less than 5 minutes from the studio here. And this studio is less than 5 minutes from my house. So this is my little southwest corner of Colorado Springs, the world, the universe that I roll in. But I tell you that because investment property in this Pikes Peak region changed my life. My wife and I have a story. We all have stories, but ours was that the first 10 years of our marriage was full of euphoria, children, honeymoon phase, and then somewhere we just went 1,500 miles an hour into a brick wall, and things fell apart like you usually go through. The challenges in relationships or marriage, your 7th to 10th year into it for some reason. The good story is we made it through it, but during that time, as my wife transitioned away from a high-end IT, Oracle, FedEx, and MCI career to being a full-time stay-at-home mom. And during that time, we found with her accounting and detailed background that we could buy houses, just one, to build a framework of an investment and production business around that, and therefore she could have the flexibility and the time to spend with our children and family, but the income, both in capital gains, the value of our investments increasing, and residual income during that time, and that increased dramatically our relationship, her contribution, a lot of those things that people don't talk about but matter a lot. And that came through investment properties. And back then, in 2012, we had just went through the Great Recession. We went from extremely easy real estate financing in mortgage, which I'm involved with, from no income, no asset loans, what we call liar loans, what we call limited document, limited doc loans, to get houses. And then we all know how that turned out in 2008 when the bubble popped. Well, since 2012 and Dodd-Frank, buying investment properties has been very, very possible, but more complicated. And back then, we could buy an investment property for $175,000, maybe $210,000 for a three-bedroom, two-bath, one-car, two-car garage in a beautiful neighborhood on a postage stamp lot and get a 15-year mortgage, put 25% down because of values. And then from 2012 to 2020, how interest rates went from 6% down to 3%, it was a pretty easy formula. By 2017, I was telling people, hey, you better buy now, the market's going to change. By 2021, we were so exhausted from the COVID refinance blitz that as I sat back and gave perspective on what we just went through, busiest 3 years of my 25-year career, in 2022, I told people to have concern. By 2023, I was telling people, hey, Colorado Springs, Pikes Peak region, maybe other areas in the United States may not be the best time to invest in real estate because interest rates are going up, prices are going up, return on investment, ROI for investment properties was going down. Well, that all changed in 2025. In fall of 2025, we had the number of properties increased so dramatically, started to shift the conversation from extreme advantage to sellers in the market to an even market with buyer-seller negotiations. Now in the end of 2025 and 2026, with over 4,000 properties on the market last summer and still over 3,000 now, I started to say it might be the time to buy again, and specifically an investment property. So with that precursor to the opening conversation, I'm going to talk today about investment property ownership, the simple way to invest. Now, notice I didn't say easy. I said it's simple. There are now new loan programs out there that are going to replace some of the traditional ways for you. If you're a contractor in a truck that makes $100,000 to $200,000 a year doing HVAC, heating and cooling, electrician, maybe Colorado Springs Utilities, maybe a plumber, possibly a framer or a general contractor, or possibly you're an attorney and you've got an extra $100,000 but you run your own practice, there are brand new ways to invest in real estate investment properties that give you far more options than we've had, really, since about 2012, 12 to 13 years ago. So don't go anywhere. Call me at 719-330-1457 during the break to help you personally with your next purchase or refinance transaction, to sit down and talk over the phone or face-to-face for 15 or 45 minutes. Mary and Paul are calling me yet today, right after the radio show, to talk about investment property ownership. I would love to help you. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show, and I'll be back right after these important messages.
Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. We're back with your Home and Mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin's.
This segment brought to you by Texas Roadhouse, legendary food, legendary service, located on 8th Street next to Walmart.
Hey, where's the beef?
Well, thanks so much for sticking sticking with me. I am Jay. You're listening to the Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk. You can get a hold of me directly at 719-330-1457. You also can just go to churchillcolorado.com. That's all you have to remember. Just like Winston Churchill, churchillcolorado.com. Click, that's my home site with Churchill Mortgage. You'll see my happy little face. Click, get a hold of me, 719-330-1457. I would like to help you with your next real estate purchase, an investment property, help you secure your financing. And that's the conversation today. The simple way, investment property ownership. See, I'm going to go over the advantages and also the challenges of investment property ownership, but I'm also going to get into what the alternative to traditional financing has been for these investment properties. The old alternative ways and now the new options, which I'm going to talk about today, which is debt service coverage ratio loans. Debt service coverage ratio loans. They're called DSCR loans. But before that, I want to take a trip into the past. Now, I try to think more and articulate my words. I talked to Marshall through text, a regular radio listener. Hi, Marshall, if you're listening. Matt encourages me, my radio producer, to listen to my radio shows once in a while. And I am so damn grammatically incorrect, I even make myself uncomfortable. But I also have an energy level after 15 years, 800 shows.
Oh, nuts.
Matt and I are somewhere between 775 and 800 shows. Every single week, new content to talk to you. But I get extra excited about investment property ownership because the advantages of investment property ownership would take 10 hours or 10 shows alone to articulate. It has given me financial independence. I've shared with you multiple times the 8 forms of income. Number one is get a job, which is called earned income. Capital gains, which is get a 401k and let it grow. And that's how 95% of all Americans that actually do anything do it. Every American, to some extent, has earned income. Only about 50% of Americans do capital gains or 401ks or retirement investment. That's a separate conversation. But number three, third thing is like interest income with like what you earn from your savings account, your money market account, or maybe like me, my wife and I carry promissory notes for people. But then you have dividend income. People get more detailed in the stock market, can buy a stock that has quarterly or annual profits or dividends. And then if you're real wild and crazy, you know, you can get into business income, which is, you know, building a company like Tesla or building a company like I did, Garvin's Mortgage Group. That's the most common form to build real wealth in America. But then you have royalties. I'm not even going to get into that. Someone's got an oil well on their property, a windmill, or they're really good at singing or doing a podcast for some royalty income. But then with the drum roll, Matt, thank you so much, you have residual rental income. And that's what I've been able to earn by buying one property and having someone else live in it and pay your mortgage. That makes all the difference. It's been said for decades that you don't make money if you buy and live in your own home. You make money if you buy and have someone else live in your home, and that's an investment property. Spend $350,000 to buy a house, have someone rent it from you $2,500 a month, have them pay for your mortgage, your taxes, your insurance. You get capital gains by the property becoming more valuable over the next 15 years. You pay off the mortgage, and now you get a residual of like $2,000 net a month. That's $24,000 a year, and you know the math. I mean, you get three of those for $6,000 a month of residual income. That's $72,000 a year. My wife is living that dream. She's 55. From 55 to 65, we have no mortgages, and she gets $72,000 a year for shoe shopping. I cannot say that phrase enough. It only took us 3 years to get three houses for her, but the traditional way of doing that is to put a big chunk of money down, which you always have to do in an investment property, unless you call me and we turn your primary residence into a rental property, and then you go buy another primary residence. You have to put a big down payment, but then you have to qualify not only for the house you already have, but now for another house. And if you don't have a landlord homeownership, investment property, baseline history, than the first purchaser, so you've got to qualify for both of those mortgages, and that is why I'm so fired up about debt-free living, eliminating all your credit cards, your car loans, your student loans, getting money in savings, putting 20 or 25% down on a house, and then having an existing earned income to then buy. So it's very, very simple, but it's not easy. It's very complicated to juggle two balls, let alone three balls, let alone four balls. And the advantages of this is that you get capital gains in a house that gains equity. You build residual income by having more rent that you collect every month than payment that you owe. But the challenges are obvious, which I just stated. You have a big down payment, so you have to be a saver. You have a saving plan. And like I said, you have to have income to qualify enough for a second home. And then you have the big problem that if you're self-employed, where you file a Schedule C on your taxes, and your gross receipts and income is $150,000, but after all of your bona fide legal and ethical write-offs with the IRS, your net taxable income is only $30,000, then you start to get a major problem. And that's where, prior to 2008, there were all of these creative ways to get into investment property ownership, and many of them have still survived today. The number one is hard money. Well, when rates were 3% for a mortgage and 6% for a line of equity, and now 9 or 11% on hard money. And what hard money is someone that's got $250,000 to $2.5 million in cash, and they're like, well, I'll lend you $250,000 for you to go buy a house and fix it up, but you've got to pay me 9%, 10%, now it's 12% while you fix up and then sell the house. You do all the work. They literally, remember, one of the forms of income, they just create interest income for themselves. 10% over 6 months on $250,000 is $12,000, and they go about their way, but you do all the sweat equity on buying and improving and doing whatever you want to do with that house. Well, I taught a lot of people to bypass that. Dwight is one of the individuals that I taught that's a very good friend and a contractor, and we've done a lot of business together. But a great alternative to that was the home equity line of credit. So you could have your primary residence, you have equity in that, you get a line of equity on the value of your home. At the time when I was doing that, they were only 3.75 to 5.75%. I would buy a house in Tennessee. I'd put a renter in it. I would pay off that $220,000 line of equity plus my down payment. And then I have an investment property that I own outright. And then line of equities were used very successfully to do that. If you do use a line of equity to buy an investment property, you have to have a 12 to 18 month exit strategy. I teach the system, and I've done it over a dozen times with the 16 to 20 houses that I've bought with a line of equity. But when I bought one in Tennessee, during the Biden inflation years, I call them, they increased home equity interest rates and prime interest rates and the Fed funding interest rates 5.5 points in less than 8 months. So my line of equity that I had $220,000 on went from like a $600 payment to a $1,600 payment as my interest rate went from 3.75 to 8.95. And I was the one teaching people to do this, and I had to cash out some investments, take a little bit more of my earned income, and aggressively over a period of 4 months, 120 days, pay that line of equity to zero. It still sits there today. It went all the way up to like 9.25%. I think it's back down to like 7.25 or 7.5%, but I have not touched it since. So you have the hard money. That's at 10 to 12% from a private investor. You've got the line of equity that many people have used, but both of those courses of action have dried up. I've had some individuals like Antoine, who's a radio listener and friend of mine, that would do it by calling through the phone books, finding VA members that couldn't sell their houses because the market flattened out. Houses have not decreased in value a large degree at all. Bill McAfee and I will go over that next week in the economic update. You should tune in. But with VA members, you don't have the luxury of your home just staying the same value. If you financed in your VA funding fee, it's got to go up in value in order for you to sell it to break even and pay your real estate agents. So Antoine would go and do an owner carry. So he would find a VA member or any homeowner and say, hey, if you're going to move and you can't sell your house, you don't want to get a renter, I will pay your mortgage if you put me in ownership, If I rent your house, I get to keep the profit, and then in the next 2 to 4 years, I'll buy your house, paying off your mortgage. I'll keep the responsibility if the equity isn't there, but I get the equity if it is there. And then people turn those into investment properties. Then later, they refinance down the road. But when rates spiked at 2023, like literally 8.25%, investment property ownership came to a screaming halt minus cash buyers. And that's what in the next segment here, I'm going to talk to you about the new option that you have with buying an investment property. It's the DSCR loan. Now, in the military world, I would just walk away and you'd have to figure that damn acronym out. But I'll tell you, it is the debt service coverage ratio loan. And I made a rule early on in my career, any acronym that I have that's more than three words, I've got to get an expert in here to help me understand it. And I've got not only an expert, I've got one of my best friends next to Jesus Christ, my wife Marlo. I have Ken Smith, who's going to be joining us in the next segment here. Been working next to him for well over 12 to 14 years. We met back in 96. But he is the resident expert of all things detailed in mortgages, licensed loan originator like me, and quite honestly, a very nice guy. So don't go anywhere. I'm going to continue the conversation right after these important messages from my insurance providers, my general contractors, Jersey Mike's. You cannot forget Springs Body Sculpting or Texas Roadhouse. And of course, you've always got to have place in your heart for Bill McAfee and Empire Title. So I'll be back right after these messages with investment property ownership, the simple way redefined. You're listening to the Jay Garvin Show.
Hey y'all, I want everybody to throw your hands in the air if you love cold cash money one time in a row, repeat after me and say money, 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 money.
Money, 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 money.
Here we go.
Ball with the ball, but ding a ding, diggy, 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 shake the boogie to the bang, bang, boogie. Then you ball with the ball, but ding a ding, diggy, 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 shake the boogie to the bang, bang, boogie.
Gonna get myself, gonna get myself, gonna get myself connected. I ain't gonna go blind when the language is reflected.
Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. We're back. Now, here's Jay Garvin's.
Housekeeping?
Come on. If you make sure you're connected, the writing's on the wall. But if your mind's neglected, stumble, you might fall.
Well, welcome back. I am Jay, host of the Jay Garvin Show, 14 years and running. What is it, Matt, about 770 shows now? Somewhere in that area, folks. And today, I'm talking about the simple way investment property ownership redefined. And I've got Ken Smith in here. Ken, buddy, are you up for this?
I'm up for it, Jay. Let's rock it.
Let's rock it. You know, you got two licensed loan originators in multiple states. You're just doing your, what is South Dakota loan?
South Dakota.
Yeah, he does South Dakota, does New Mexico. I've done Tennessee, of course. I've done Florida. I do Utah now with Joe and Elaine. And we've done, God, we were up to like 20 at one point, but yep. 20, 23, 24, and 25 changed that.
They did.
Yeah, but this debt service coverage ratio loan is going to change your life. If you're listening right now and you're a contractor, we have so many people that we've talked to this about. The bottom line is, folks, is that there's three big challenges with buying an investment property. The first one is actually the down payment, and that is near impossible to get rid of unless you buy a primary residence with like a VA or an FHA loan, live in it a couple years, and then buy another one. We've done that a lot, haven't we, Ken?
We have.
Yep. Then the second one is income, is people just having documented income to buy it. But the point is most of the people that have the interest to buy, like other contractors, self-employed people, attorneys, engineers, interior decorators with extra money, have a lot of gross income, Ken, but their net taxable income. I mean, if we had a dollar for every time we saw someone that was self-employed that had great income but poor tax filings,
report.
Because you only report, give to Caesar what is Caesar's, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
So,
and we can only count what you give to Caesar.
Exactly. And you were just talking about that today with Nathan saying, hey, whoa, what do you mean? Shelley does piano lessons. Do you file that on taxes? Can we document that? That's right.
That's
like
right.
Our
yeah.
life. What,
yeah.
You're going to go to the store? Can you document that? But with the DSCR loan, explain to us, Ken, what is the debt service coverage ratio loan? I mean, that's a big mouthful. Let's just pull that name and description apart.
Okay.
Debt service coverage ratio loan.
So debt service is the amount that you are required to pay for the loan itself, including principal, interest, taxes, and insurance.
So focusing on the monthly payment, say it's $1,500.
Okay.
That's the debt servicing.
Yes. So
the coverage ratio is what?
It's got to be at 1:1 or 1:1, meaning the less or the other one is going to be the rents that you receive. So the monthly expense has to be
greater,
equal to, or less than.
Oh,
equal to or less than the monthly rents that you receive.
Okay, so if you have your whole debt service of $1,500 a month and your rents are $2,000, you're going to have a good debt service coverage ratio.
That is correct.
And if you have a payment of $2,000 a month and rents are $1,500, it's a no-go. Because
that is a go. If your rents are $2,000 and your...
Oh, no, I meant what happens if your mortgage payment is $2,000 and your rents are $1,500?
It's a no-go.
It's a no-go.
It's not a
one-to-one. See, Matt's got like... He's got a buzzer for that. $2,000 mortgage, $1,500 rent. Thank you, Matt. I like the buzzer. Now we've got a bell, $1,500 mortgage, $2,000 rent. There's the Bill Barker bell. That's a good thing.
That's it.
So, debt service coverage ratio. Great, now you understand it, but what's the magic behind it? And you guys, this is not scripted. Ken and I talk about this in our office way too often as we're trying to figure out scenarios for loans. Because if you make $150,000 a year in business, but you only report $30,000, you don't have the income to buy the property. A lot of people have the down payment, but the monthly income for that debt servicing isn't there. How does the debt service coverage ratio loan work, Ken?
Well, it kind of leaves out your income. Your income is not so much the factor.
Not in the equation at all. It's how the property that you're buying performs.
It's how the property performs.
So if you're listening out there and you're a contractor and you've got an extra $100,000 in the bank under your mattress, we need a couple months to season that, but you've got the cash and you know that you can find a profitable rental property and you know that you can handle it on top of the responsibilities you already have, then you're saying, Ken, without any income conversation, you can buy that house and make that delve into investment property ownership with all the capital gains and the residual income that comes with it.
Yes. As a matter of fact, on the application, we put in $1 for income.
$1 for income. Okay. So we're not going to get into it too much because we've only got 4 to 10 minutes left. But you also can do a bank statement loan. So we don't take their tax income. We look at their deposits and we can do bank statement loans as well.
Correct.
And that means instead of using your taxes, your W-2 or paycheck, we just take 12 months of your business bank statements and that becomes a ratio for your income qualification. But the DSCR, the debt service coverage ratio loan, doesn't even have a conversation of income.
It does not.
Okay, so let's pop some facts out here and some information. One, the advantage of this is that you get net positive cash flow. Someone else is paying for your investment. As it appreciates over the next 10 years, your balance of your loan goes down, your capital gains goes up, and your residual income goes up. Is that right, Ken?
Yes, that sounds good.
Okay, so now I'm going to mention some positives and negatives, and then you can. A DSCR loan is positive because it's less stringent than other loan terms. Like Ken said, we just say your income's $1. Also, it's a quick approval process because you don't have 8 people digging into your numbers. You can actually maintain cash levels, but we won't go into that. No limit of the number of properties people can finance. What's some information that you have?
Yeah, so...
What is this?
This is shows that with title vesting...
Okay.
You can possibly close in the name of an LLC rather than your own personal name.
Well, that's huge because all of Marlo and my properties are in LLCs. So instead of, if you're out there as an investor, instead of buying it in your name and then putting it in an LLC, you can get it. You're saying, Ken, that you can get it vested in the LLC right at closing.
Yes.
Wow.
And that little sneaky thing where they have the acceleration clause that they could actually implement when you close in your name and then you move it to an LLC doesn't exist.
Exactly. And that elevation clause is if they find out you're in an LLC and you didn't do it the right way or any way at all, they could call your note due.
Immediately.
Wow. I did not know that one. See, I'm glad that you came in. What else do you have cooking there, bro?
So typically, credit scores are not directly impactful to it, but
A reverse mortgage.
Yeah,
it's a huge one.
Yeah. The better
especially with contractors.
Yeah. The better your score, the better the rate's going to be. But a minimum score of 640 is required for most all DSCR loans.
Okay, good. And that's your numerical credit score. And a third of all the people we talk to have a 640 credit score or below. So this is a great advantage for you. And this really I'm pushing aggressively for contractors, because if you're an electrician and you're making $150,000 a year, but only $50,000 of it's documented because you're 1099, this is a no-brainer for you. Yeah.
The other thing is down payment. The down payment, you always want to consider hitting that one-to-one ratio or better for rent, but I have seen them go as little as 10% on a down payment for extremely good credit and still hitting that one-to-one minimum ratio.
Man, that is huge, Ken, because nobody, unless you first purchase as a primary residence and then convert it to an investment property, there's no loan programs out there for an investment property that you're going to get less than 20% down. And if you're buying a $300,000 house, that's $30,000 instead of $60,000. So that's a big one.
And like you said, Jay, there's no limit to the number of properties you can own, which is kind of big because using Freddie Mac or Fannie Mae, you're required to not exceed 10 loans.
Oh, that's right.
You know, so.
And we hit that a lot from 2018 to 2020.
We did.
Yeah. So if you're out there and you own 4 to 6 investment properties now, and I know Ted does that, Mark does that, Mike does that, call us at 719-330-1457. That's a real gem, Ken. One or two more things about DSCR, debt service coverage ratio loans that you can think of.
So the other thing is, it's no restrictions on whether it's going to be a short-term or a long-term rental.
Huge. So if you're going to do Airbnb, some of the lenders will count that as a second home, or you have restrictions. This has no restrictions at all on the product, the market, the mortgage that you do. Let me see, one or two last thing. And it is, there are limitations, folks. It's only for rental properties. You can't pretend and then move into it. You can't borrow small amounts, meaning you're not going to buy a $400,000 house and just do $100,000. Anything else, my friend? I think
we've
covered it.
Yeah, just a reminder, though, that that's the big part of it. On the approval, it's based on the rental income. No pay stubs, no W-2s, no tax returns, not a whole lot of paperwork for you to do.
Yes.
Or us.
Yeah. Or us.
To be truthful.
Yeah. Okay, Ken. So thanks for coming in. Call me at 719-330-1457. Any of you that call, you're going to get a meeting with both Ken and I. We'll be able to help you out. Debt service coverage ratio loans. Kenny, thanks for coming in.
Boom. It's the deal.
It's the deal.
It's a new way to acquire rental property.
Yep. And I'll be back after these messages to finish up the show. You're listening to the Jay Garvin Show.
Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. We're back with your home and mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin.
We want to pump you out.
Well, thanks for sticking with me. I am Jay. You're listening to Investment Property Ownership, The Simple Way Redefined. Just had Ken Smith, one of my best friends in mortgage, spend 40-plus hours a week with him. I was just telling him yesterday, actually Friday, I just worked a 12-and-a-half-hour day for the first time in more than 5 years since 2021. Folks, if you're listening, I just locked in a 15-year mortgage, closed it on Wednesday at 4.99%. I literally am closing a loan next week at 6.125% on a 30-year refinance, which, you know, cash-out refinances are more expensive. So call me. I've got so many people pre-qualified, which I'm going to talk about this next week, about understanding the loan process and what it means to be Churchill certified and approved. Call me at 719-330-1457. As I finish up conversations here about a debt service coverage ratio loan, I can't articulate enough how important it is that we have a legitimate, fixed, bona fide investment property loan where you don't have to go through all the nightmare of your income. You don't have to go through all the nightmare of the digging and the shuffling deep into your credit. You don't have to do all of the occupancy ratios and look into your Schedule C, which is investment property ownership schedule, in your Schedule E as an echo in your tax returns, that you literally can come with 10%, 20%, or 30% down. See if the debt service coverage ratios matches. You can find a house that you get a $1,500 a month principal interest tax insurance payment. You can charge rent for $2,000 a month. And 3 weeks later, after an appraisal and a contract, you have a house. It's absolutely incredible, especially those of you that are listening that have multiple investment properties. And Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac start to sour on the likelihood or the possible implications of you having 6 or 7 or 8 or 9 homes. It's very, very rare. If 1,000 people are listening out here on the radio right now, there's less than 1 to 4 of you that even own properties. And I know, Jane, you're one of them. And I know, Nathan, you're one. I know, Ken, you're one. I mean, I have a lot of people. George, you're one that owns multiple houses. But this is your financial freedom card if you're middle class, especially if you are a contractor, because contracting right now is just pulling in buckets of money if you're good at what you do and you can manage your professional business. There's no limit to the number of properties that you can own, and that's very, very important. Now, there are some downsides, of course. DSCR loans have higher interest rates, where you might have a 7% interest rate with a traditional second home or investment property. These might be 7.5%. The fact that they're less dependent on your credit for approval is huge, and your credit score. But if you have an 800 credit score, you're going to get something in the mid-sixes. But if you have a 650 credit score, you're still going to get one at 7 or 8%. And you open the door for capital gains in the appreciation and residual income, rental income, in the monthly rent. So what I would tell you to do is threefold. Number one, call me at 719-330-1457, and I can help you understand what a debt service coverage ratio loan is. Number two, even if you don't comprehend that, I can help you understand the advantages and the simplicity of investment property ownership. Now, I didn't say that it's easy. I said that it's simple. And then number three, this is your chance to have an end date to the JOBs, the jobs of your life. If you do not build a residual income, Social Security is not going to be enough. You're going to have to work till the day you die. And I want to help you avoid that. One investment property can change your life. That alone can be worth one or two extra Social Security payments. So call me now at 719-330-1457. 719-330-1457. Call me and I will go over investment property ownership redefined the simple way with debt service coverage ratio loans. And you've heard it here right on the Jay Garvin Show, ChurchillColorado.com. Go to my website. I have an office less than 5 minutes from the studio here downtown off of I-25 and Bijou or Cimarron on Cascade Avenue. I will sit down with you face-to-face for 30 minutes for no money to help you better understand investment property ownership. And for everybody else, go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them, because that's all that matters in the end. And if you've not found your passion and your calling and purpose in life, stop right now. Pray that the Lord would give it to you, because that's what I found with you, the radio listener. A blessing in my life, a miracle. You just need to call 719-330-1457. Make it a great week. This brings an end to the Jay Garvin Show.
KRDO News Radio does not confirm or deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff or management of KRDO News Radio.